From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. government authorities say a gunman who killed four Marines Thursday had no known links to international terrorism. 24-year-old Mohammed Yusuf Abdulaziz was killed by police after he opened fire on a military recruitment center and a naval reserve center in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Authorities are investigating his visit to Jordan and possibly Yemen last year. Investigators believe that Abdulaziz might have family in Jordan. U.S. authorities are trying to see if the killer had any connection with a radical Islamist group. Meanwhile, a community gathering is scheduled for Friday afternoon in Chattanooga. The Islamic Society of Greater Chattanooga has encouraged all of its members to attend. U.S. President Barack Obama met with Saudi Arabia's Foreign Minister Adel Abba al-Jubayr, that is, at the White House on Friday, as the United States continued efforts to sell the Iran nuclear agreement to skeptical allies. Spokesman Josh Earnest said the two sides talked about the recent nuclear deal and discussed how to further enhance their close and long-standing partnership. On Thursday, Jubayr echoed his government's concerns that Iran will use money freed up by sanctions relief to continue funding militant groups in countries such as Syria, Yemen, and Lebanon.
If a deal is implemented, that the Iranians will use this deal in order to improve the economic situation in Iran and to improve the lot of the Iranian people and not use it for adventures in the region.
The historic nuclear deal reached last week between Iran and six world powers is expected to be approved early Monday by the UN Security Council in Vienna, Austria. This is VOA News.